Hi, this is Connie Whitman for Books on Air, where you'll hear the story behind the story. Have you or someone you know sought ways to strengthen your daily walk with the Lord? We all say we're determined, yet finding the strategies to stay focused on this goal is sometimes difficult to achieve. If you're looking for encouragement every day to help strengthen your devotion, help is on its way. Today, we're speaking with author Blanche Drayton Robinson. Blanche's new book, How Not to Backslide in 30 Days or Less, provides encouragement to believers with scriptures and strategies to help strengthen your daily walk with the Lord. Thanks for being with us, Blanche, today. And I know you've written this amazing book to try to help people with that journey, right?
Absolutely, that's correct.
And it's very exciting. I have to ask, is this your first book?
Yes, it is.
That must be very exciting to be published, right?
Yes, it is. And you know, Connie, I must say that it was a long journey, but it was something that I was really dedicated to doing because I really felt within my spirit that it was something that would be beneficial to the body of Christ. So I was determined, despite the setbacks, I was determined to get it done.
Now, let me ask you a question. Were you inspired to write the book? Like, was there a pivotal moment that you thought, I really need to do this?
Absolutely. Yes, it was. And, you know, I have always, just to give you a little backdrop, I come from a Christian family to begin with. My father was a Baptist minister, and he was always encouraging us to really trust the Lord and to really depend on him and knowing that God was real. And so I came to the time in my life around 16 that I really came to really know the Lord for myself. But then, you know, as journeys went on, I sort of kind of got off track, going to school and then getting married and the whole bit. But when I rededicated my life to the Lord and I worked in the church along with my pastors and seeing people struggle and just trying to really walk with the Lord, and then they go for a moment and then after a while it seems like the excitement or the zeal wears off and they just go back to the mundane things that they did before. Mm-hmm. And it just bothered me. And I just prayed and I said, Lord, why is this? I said, there has to be something done with him. This is what I'm saying to myself, you know, talking with the Lord, just trying to really understand what could be done to help people along this journey, because I understand how difficult it can get. So, you know, why not? So then it just came out to me to write a book, you know, to help people to stay the course and to understand the difficulties that they may face, but it will be something to help them to understand that even though this is happening, you can still get through it. And so that was the premise, just seeing the struggle in the church. And that's what inspired me to write the book.
What a lovely gesture, because right, we're all on a journey and everybody has whatever that they have to deal with, right? We all deal with loss. We all deal with stresses and despair and all of those things. What a lovely, what a lovely thing for you to do, to see that, first of all, and to say, seriously, Blanche, to say, what can I do, right, to empower people who do feel lost at times, right? Because we do. We're on path and then we're off path and then we're on path. That's life. You're exactly right. Even yourself has experienced it. What is your ultimate goal for writing this book?
The ultimate goal is victory. Everyone, I believe, in life wants to be victorious. I don't think if you speak with anyone, they will always have goals that they want to succeed in. And I just feel that there's always help to help whatever situation or whatever we try to do. There's always some kind of self-help or some book to help you to accomplish that. Mm-hmm. So I felt like putting all of these things and experiences in a book would give individuals an opportunity to see what they may face and how to get past it.
Yeah, it's like a little how-to book. So that's awesome. Now, I have to ask you, you said your dad was a minister growing up, right?
Yes.
So did things that he taught you, are they included in the book, or was it your own wisdom growing up in that environment and lessons you've learned, or like a combination maybe?
I believe that the foundation was laid by my parents, because both my parents were there in my life and my siblings. So, you know, I believe the basis was already there. The basics, I should say, was already there. But my own experience, I think, was what prompted me to try to put together something that will help individuals to stay the course, as I said before.
And I think it's cool because as you went through your life, right, and you had that very strong foundation, right, that belief system was strongly embedded in just your whole life, right, with your dad being a minister, through your siblings, through your mom. And then to take that on your journey and now create something combining or found with that as the foundation and then your own personal journey. I think that's just amazing. Everybody, Blanche, everybody doesn't write a book. That's really good, you know? So you should take a minute and pat yourself on the back and say, yes, I'm here to help and serve. And, you know, you really put the effort forth. So I truly commend you for that.
Thank you, Connie. I appreciate that. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult because when you do things, you want to see it really go forth and you really want people to get the gist of what it is that you're trying to say and not be frightened from what it is you're trying to present. You mm-hmm. follow what I'm saying?
Sure. So, absolutely.
And I look at the title sometimes and I said, maybe that might be a little overwhelming or maybe a little frightening, but it really isn't. It's just to give people an insight of the trickery that they will face mm-hmm. as they walk with the Lord, you know? And that's what I'm hoping, that when people read the title that they would embrace, you know, let me see what I can get out of this to help me along this journey.
Well, and Blanche, I thought the title was kind of empowering, because to change a habit, and that's really what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
To solidify that habit takes 30 days. So to me, I thought, wow, that's exactly right. 30 days to not backslide. So you one little step at a time, one little step at a time, almost like your own little building block of a new habit, so that it becomes easier, not harder, because you have somebody with you finding that right path for, and in this case, the reader, right? That's what we're talking about. So
yes.
Right, that's what
yes.
I got from that title, to be honest
well,
with you.
Beautiful. And that was my, you got the gist of what my mindset at the time when all of the issues that I saw that just bothered me, that's the issue that, you know, I wanted to get across. The thought pattern is that, hey, listen, this is something not, you know, like, I'm the type of person, I don't like beating around the bush. Let's get to the crux of the matter and mm-hmm. let's deal with it, you know, head on. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, beating around the bush, but because this is a serious journey that you're on,
absolutely.
You know, and we want to be able to get through it as quickly, and when I say quickly, you know, just knowing, having the tools to work with,
yeah,
right up front,
yeah.
And that's the whole gist of what I was going for when I came up with the title. You know,
you want people not to be overwhelmed or frustrated. You want them to challenge themselves. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's it right there.
I love it. I love it. Now, so you know, I know, right? Putting it out there, because you're putting yourself out there by writing a book. I totally get it. How
yes.
has the response been after people have read the book? Like, what have they been telling you?
You know, everyone who purchased the book gave me a very, very good review, and they were very excited about having it because they can identify with it. And when you have given your life over to the Lord and you've walked in, you see some things, you know, and to read it. And this is what has been the response from very many, for real. And but I was thinking there are two people in mind that really, well, it's actually three, but one, this person says, now, this is my niece. And usually your family are usually your most harsh critics, if I may.
That's true.
Am I right? Yes.
Yes.
And so, well, I've got quite a bit, but my husband, let me just start with him. When he read it and he thought it was very insightful, and he said, you know, for pastors and anyone, layperson, whomever, reading this book would really give you a tool to work with. That was his insight, and he's a minister as well.
Aww.
So I, you know, well, that was a boost to, you know, encouragement, because you when you do something, and as you said, when you put it out there, it really, you know, puts you on the spot, and you're really wondering, did I hit the mark? And to have your husband say, you know, hey, you know, he enjoyed it, that was a boost there. Then my niece, she told me when she started it, she said she couldn't put it down. She didn't want it to end. Aww. And she just kept going back and reading it. And she tells me to this day, and she promotes the book. she's a businesswoman, but that's one of her goals, as selling. She has a wonderful pickle business. And when she sells, she always promotes the book. And she was just, we were just together last weekend, and she gave me money. I was surprised that she gave me money off all of the books that she sold. And I thought, oh my God. And she says, you know what, this book, and she says, this book is wonderful. And she just really wants to get it out to people. So she's really been promoting it. And I have a colleague that says, you know, oh, this book is wonderful. She goes back and she rereads it. I get really, really good reviews from the book itself. And one lady says she travels with it.
Oh.
So, you know, these are things that, like the scripture says, the angels in heaven rejoices over one soul that repents. So, you know, I said, I have more than one who thinks the book is great. So that in itself is a plus, you know. But I've gotten really great reviews. And one person contacted a TV station and wanted them to promote the book.
Oh.
Because she thought it was just something that was really helpful to the body of Christ. So it's been a wonderful journey thus far in the responses that I've gotten.
That's awesome. What can I ask, what do you do for a living? Are you still working?
No, I'm a retired teacher.
Good for you. To say the teacher, you could take the teacher out of the school, but you can't take the school out of the teacher. You're still teaching. I love it. Hey, Blanche, it's your calling. See, you can't, you're retired, my foot lady. I just love it that you're taking, think about that. Your whole life has been, yes, one with the Lord and all of that, but it's one of teaching, and you blended the two in retirement. So you're scaling up, my friend. You're not slowing down. You're rising, baby. You're rising.
Well, thank you, Connie.
I think that's awesome. What do you want? Well, as you were writing the book, what were you hoping the readers would get? Because that feedback was awesome. But what was your expectation, or what did you want the readers to get from the book, or expect from the book? Let's share that.
Well, what I would like for the readers to get from the book is to first understand that you can be victorious.
Yes.
And here is how you can do it. No surprises, because one thing about something I learned a long time ago, it says that the enemy, he hasn't any new, it's the same game but a new name.
Hmm.
So that's what, you know, I want them to understand. This is a help book, to a self-help book to help you understand that it's the same game, just a new name, so you can identify with what's going on.
And it's true, right? The players show up, they're different, but we rehash history over and over. We make the same silly mistake. So do you help people, like, look within to see what those choices, why they're making those choices for that history to repeat?
You know what? That's right. Sometimes we have to look within ourselves and say, you know what? What am I doing that's, you know, causing me, if I should repeat, what is it that's causing me? And sometimes prayer is essential. And this is something that I started to use the word heart, but that may seem a little much. But I am very, 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 Connie, prayer orientated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to succeed, you have to take time out to pray and ask for guidance. Ask God to give you guidance and show you, you know, the steps that you need to take into, because the word says that his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, when you get into prayer and you understand the difficulties that you're facing, through prayer, you can get the guidance that you need in order to be the victorious person that I'm sure that's the outcome of what it is you want to do.
We're all looking for that. I agree 100%. It's funny, every night I do say my prayer, you know. I know that sounds childish almost, right, that I say my prayers before I go to bed.
Oh no, you got company here, lady.
Yes, right? We're never too old. But I the one thing I do is I'm thankful, I think first and foremost, for just everything that, you know, I'm blessed with, right, in my life. And you know, just to say, you know, guide me, because I loved that quote you gave, because I do feel like sometimes you go, I know where I'm trying to head, like you with this book. I know I want to write this book. Where do you start? What's the next step? Am I on the right path? We don't know, right? It's an all about exploring, but you have faith that that light will shine, that next step and that next step and that next step. So I just love that quote that you just recited. I thought that was very, very beautiful. We have a couple of minutes left, but I really would like you, for those interested in exploring the subject or the theme of the book further, we're going to give the information where they could get it in a minute, but what recommendations or tips would you give someone listening that they can use right after hearing our interview, Blanche? What would be a tip or two that you would give them?
First of all, when you accept Christ, you understand you become an enemy. And anytime you're an enemy, you always have to protect yourself and you always have to be on the lookout. So basic training gives you that that knowledge to help you to fight whatever battle that's ahead. Mm-hmm. And the scripture found in Hosea, it says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. This book will give you knowledge and help you to fight and help you to understand what it is that you are up against. And when you know what you're up against and you prepare for it, you will be victorious in that.
Do you feel like the book is that shining light, in a sense, for people, Blanche?
I absolutely do, Connie. I really thank you for asking that, because I believe that if a person who really, truly wants to be victorious, after reading this book, I truly believe that they will be victorious, without a doubt.
And, you know, you're first of all, your whole, I'm laughing though, your dad was a minister, you married a minister, and then the teacher aspect, you know, you were destined to write a book. I feel like there was no question from when you were a little kid that this was going to be part of your journey. So I think it's adorable. But I hope everybody listening understands that not only, Blanche, you didn't just say, oh, I'm going to write a book, you know, the heck with it. You have the depth, right, of the knowledge, just being raised in that environment through your whole life, but also the teaching component, your ability to transcribe what that next step looks like, just like teaching a child how to read or write or how to write their name. It's little, they learn the letters first, right? And the strokes of the letters before they could sit down and write their name. So I feel like you've created a book that is just that, a teacher's perspective of just take that next little stroke to write your name, that next little step to unblurry the muddy water, right? Am I understanding that?
Yes, and also, if I may add, Connie, is the fact that also walking, when a child starts to crawl, the next thing they want to do is to walk, and you have to be there to help them so that they don't injure themselves. And that is one of the greatest things that I think that the Word of God provides for us, is, as I said before, that light. He gives us that light to help us to walk, and that's through his word. So when, you know, a person decides that they want to walk with Christ, this book is that light to help them, to give them some light to show them how to get strengthened in order to walk into the light of Christ and to continue that walk.
So your book is almost like a flashlight for him.
That's a great analogy. I like that.
You could use it. I'll let you use it in your marketing. But truly, that's what it sounds like to me. And I love that you can break it down for people to keep it simple. Because, you know, we're almost out of time, Blanche. But I did want to comment. I think we humans, we make everything so much more complicated than it needs to be. And my story is worse than your story. And, you know, your story is worse than the next guy's story. Is it, you know? So I think that if we keep things simple, we can accomplish more without complicating, putting complications in our life. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
And, you know, that's one of my mantras, and I say this when I do my Facebook Live from time to time. I always say, kiss. Remember, kiss. Keep it simple, saints.
And, I love it.
And so that's my mantra in life. Just be, you know, because when we make things complicated, sometimes people are turned away. But when things are simple, it attracts any and everybody, because you don't have to figure out anything. All you have to do is listen and follow suit and make the right choices. And that's what it's all about, choices, you know? And when we have the ability to keep things simple, then we are at a better state of continuing on in the path and not becoming frustrated over something that's really not complicated at all.
Yeah, yeah. You help people almost peel back their own onion, right? Their own story, et cetera. Yeah, I love it. I think it's amazing. So you guys, if you've been inspired, first of all, I think you have to check Blanche out. So I'm going to give you her email address. It's bar7save. So B-A-R, the numeric number 7, saved, S-A-V-E-D, at gmail.com. And you do encourage them to reach out to you with questions or inspiring stories and stuff like that?
Absolutely. I would love to hear from them, because I think the communications would help us encourage one another and spread it like mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Everybody's on their texts and everything like that. If we could just reach out and connect more with people live, what
yes.
a great concept. So that, I agree. So again, it's bar7saved at gmail.com. And of course, the book, How Not to Backslide in 30 Days or Less. So Blanche is your flashlight in 30 days. She's going to show you every little step to take. You could get the book on Amazon, and also it's available in form of Kindle. So it's How Not to Backslide in 30 Days or Less. And Blanche's full name, because if you put the author in too, you'll make sure you get the right book. Blanche's full name is Blanche Drayston - Robinson. So check it out. And again, email her at bar7saved at gmail.com. Thank you so much, Blanche, for taking the time to be on the show today and for inspiring everyone. Just wonderful. I love the book, and I wish you a tremendous success. You will be victorious, my friend.
Thank you so much, Connie. It's been a pleasure talking with you as well.
Same here. If our discussion today has inspired you guys or provided some key information to help you navigate your daily walk with the Lord, please go to Amazon to buy Blanche's book, How Not to Backslide in 30 Days or Less. You know what? This book may be just what you've been looking for, and it might keep it simple, saint, maybe going to be your new mantra as well. I hope today's conversation has inspired you to approach devotion to the Lord with grace and love. This has been Books on Air. I am Connie Whitman. If you want to travel the universe without leaving your living room, all you have to do is read.
Yes.